96 Cakes on the line with me. I have my author of the week, Angelle Floyd. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm great, 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 great. Excited to have you on my show. And we want to talk about the two books that you sent me. The Home and Keepers of the Secret, Translations of an Incident. Now, you've got the floor. Which one do you want to talk about? You just be my guest.
Let's talk about The House.
Okay.
That's my recent publication.
Yes.
Of the novel.
Yes.
It came out in October.
Uh-huh.
And basically it answers the question of what would you do if you found out the person that you were divorcing is dying?
Wow. That's a big question.
Yeah.
And in the book, don't give away too much. Just tell us a little synopsis.
Well, basically what you have is this about 55-year-old woman, Anna Manning.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Oakland, California,
uh-huh.
over the bridge in San Francisco. She's been married for 33 years, and she has four adult children, three of whom are married. Her husband, he was a very good provider, Edward. He owned an international real estate company, and he was a good father, you
mm-hmm.
know, as good as one could be, considering that he, throughout their marriage, had
right.
carried on about three, not consecutive, but three extramarital affairs.
Okay.
And so when the children are adults, and Anna decides that she's going to get a divorce, so the book opens with them having been in
okay.
a 15-month fight for the divorce. And basically what she wants is she just wants to sell the house, no alimony, and just split the proceeds. And, of course, Edward does not want to do that. And the way he hangs it up is he says, no, you can't sell the house.
Wow.
And, of course, when it opens, we find within the first chapter that he gives her not only the house but the ability to sell it. And
aww.
Immediately she becomes very suspicious. And then she, through no assistance from him,
mm-hmm.
she finds out that he has cancer and he's dying. And
aww.
Then the question is, what do you?
What would you do?
Do so.
Right.
The book is about what she does.
Good question. That you know, hopefully none of us have to answer that question.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Keeper of the Secret: The Translation of an Incident.
That was my first.
Uh huh. Your first?
Yes.
Okay.
It basically was my MFA thesis.
Oh.
And I graduated with my MFA in creative writing in July 2006,
uh-huh.
and fortunately it was picked up in October and came out in June of 2007. It's a collection of eight interlinked
mm-hmm.
stories, again set here in Oakland.
Wow.
What we see is eight protagonists, you know,
right,
central
right.
characters of each one of the stories, either views or learns about a near-violent incident in a restaurant, and what we see in each one of the stories is how, through the lens,
uh-huh.
their own perspective of that incident,
right.
each one of the protagonists decides how to deal with their own personal dilemma.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Angelle, did you always want to be an author?
You know, I've always written, but I never really thought of myself as an author.
Uh-huh.
I wrote, certainly as a child, I liked to read, and
mm-hmm.
then, of course, when I was 32 and pregnant with my second child, I entered graduate school to become a psychotherapist.
Oh.
And when I graduated, I was going on to become licensed to practice psychotherapy. And in December of 95, I had been interning at a nearby art school.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to take some time off because I started in 92 pregnant, gave birth to my baby, continued, and then graduated in 95, and then went right into my internship. And so I decided I needed to take some time off. And that was a little bit difficult to do because the person that was the analyst that was heading up the center wasn't very happy that I was leaving. And I planned to kind of journal about it, but when I sat down to write, I
mm-hmm.
didn't write a journal. What I ended up writing was a novel, which was totally, you know, totally blew me away. And I just kept working on that novel for probably about 5 years, even though I stopped working at the center, took some time off, and then went back to work at another place. And I just kind of kept writing that novel just to see what was going to happen. And then, of course, you know, I got my license, and then I wrote another book in about 2 weeks. That was 1999, 2000.
Okay. Now, who says you can't juggle motherhood, being a wife, and a career? person. You're doing it.
Well, you know, I have to say that once I got licensed, I worked for about a year, and then I decided to come home. I still have, you know, one or two clients that I've been working with for, you know, over a decade.
Right.
I'm basically a full-time mom with children ages 23. My daughter, my oldest daughter, is in law school, and she has come back to live at home. And then I have an 18-year-old that will be
going to college.
Yes. And then I have an 11-year-old. And then I write full time, and I spend a lot of time on the internet doing things like this to promote my work.
So, right.
You know, it is pretty busy.
I bet. And speaking of the internet, you've got a website. You can head on over and check you out.
Yeah, I do. It's people can find that at angellefloyd.com. It's A-N-J-U-E-L-L-E, Floyd, F as in Frank, L-O-Y-D.com. I have a Facebook page, Readers of Angela Floyd. I invite people to come by there. I've begun doing Twitter chats, and I'm going to be doing a Facebook chat on the 21st, I think. It should be on my my website or my Facebook page. So, you know,
wonderful.
I spend a lot of time on the internet.
Oh, good. Everyone spends a lot of time on the internet. I was having a conversation with one of my fellows. I said, do you remember what we did before we had internet and emails and, you know, we managed.
Yeah. Well, you know, for authors, the internet, you know, it's a double-edged sword. It does take up a lot of time if you're going to be promoting yourself. But
right.
The flip side of it is that that's what it takes is time. It doesn't take a lot of money.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's for someone like myself, who is a wife and mother. I've been married for almost 29 years.
Yay! What's the secret? What's the secret?
Yeah, you know, the secret is grinding pepper.
Oh.
You know, I got married at 21, and I think if you're going to make your marriage work, I don't care when you get married, and certainly if you're going to have kids, you're going to have to grind pepper a little bit.
Oh.
And grind pepper is basically you're just going to have to do a lot of things that you don't get out of, you know, credit for. You know, you do a lot of behind-the-scenes work.
Right.
Husband. But, you know, personally, I don't regret it. The older I get, the happier I am that I did what I did.
I'm not going to say it
was easy.
Right,
but
right.
Anything that's worth anything is not going to be easy.
That's so true.
So, yeah, and that's what I write about. I write about marriage and family.
Uh-huh.
I think that's really important, particularly at a time like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where the economy is not doing as great as it, you know, has done in the past.
Right.
And I definitely think that, you know, family is God. Family's where it's at, you know. In the end, as Margaret Mead says, she's an anthropologist, she says, in the end, we all want to know that if we don't show up at night, someone's going to be looking for us and wondering and concerned about us.
That's right. Now, Angela, give us a little tease on what you're currently working on.
You know, it's funny. I just, as of, I think, yesterday or the day before, wrote the last four pages of my ninth revision of my novel. The working title is called Seasons, and basically it's about a woman who has lost her sight by accident, and she's a psychotherapist. She's in her mid-30s, and she's married to a cardiac surgeon, but she's also friends with a neurosurgeon who happens to be her neurosurgeon. All three of them grew up together here in Oakland as kids.
Right.
Main friends through college, and the story is about what happens when she meets a man who is dying of AIDS and how he actually, you know, transforms her life.
Right. Sounds good. Got a expected date?
You know, I'm going to hold off on that.
Okay.
I've been working on it for, you know, a decade nearly, and it's taken that long for me to get the real clear sense of what the story is about. And I don't believe in rushing stories,
no.
And so I'm just happy that I've had the patience and the perseverance and the willpower to keep working on it. So.
That is amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Angela, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. I'm glad you had me.
All right. Anytime.
Well, you have a wonderful rest of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
And we'll be keeping in touch.
We definitely will. Thank you so much.